You're listening to the Prepper Recon Podcast. For questions, comments, and podcast archives, go to PrepperRecon.com. Ready-Made Resources is a trusted name in the prepper community because they've been around for 18 years. They offer great prices on night vision, water filtration, long-term storage food, solar energy components, and provide free technical service. Get ready for an uncertain future at ReadyMadeResources.com. Trading Post in the Woods is ran by veteran crisis responders who know how important it is to be prepared. They specialize in comprehensive natural survival remedy kits, preparedness and homesteading supplies, as well as skills training. Visit them online today at tradingpostinthewoods.com. Hey, Preppers and Patriots, this is the second half of my interview with Bob Griswold of readymaderesources.com. Enjoy the show. Bob, we mentioned that disaster always brings out the worst and the best of people, and I think probably the best example of that we've seen so far in Houston is that you've got the Cajun Navy that's come in there, which was a group of boat owners from Louisiana that they go around to different disasters and try to help out. And this has certainly been a place where they've been very useful because the state and local government and federal government, they are absolutely unprepared to deal with this type of a flood, which is now being called an 800-year flood. I think last year we heard the term 500-year flood thrown around several times. And so now we're hearing 800-year flood, which goes back to the thing we were saying about the increase in frequency and the increase in intensity for these birth pangs that we've been talking about for the whole show. And then on the other side of that coin, of the Cajun Navy, there's folks, looters, that are actually taking shots at the Cajun Navy. So yeah, You're seeing these people that have walked away from their safety and gone to another state to risk their life to help people out. And then there's people that are in that location that are taking advantage of the weakness. So we've got the wolves and we've got the sheepdogs right there, head to head. Is this an example of you think we'll see more of that as with the frequency and the intensity of natural and man-made disasters being ratcheted up?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, again, where does morality originate from? We have to ask ourselves that question. Where does care for our fellow man originate from? We still live in a nation where there's a lot of residue effects of Christianity. A lot of it is do unto others as you would have them do unto you. There are people out there that do think that way, and God bless them because it's so needed. And again, it ties back to individual preparation. If I'm prepared, even if I have surplus, I'm able to help my neighbors out. If I can communicate, I'm able to help my neighbors out. If I have a ham radio or a shortwave radio, I can tell my neighbors what's going on. If I can protect my neighbors at night, that's a force multiplier for my whole neighborhood. So, yes, God bless those people that are doing that, but we can all do that. That's the thing. We can all do it. Self-reliance, individual preparation, is the best national security program a nation can have. Its citizens are prepared. I mean, what better thing can you have? And then those looters that are going out shooting people, I mean, all you need was one guy who's trained with night vision. If he sees somebody doing that, you just end the problem. I mean, it's that simple. If I see some guy out there shooting innocent people, I have a moral mandate at that point, if I can do something about it, to do something about it. So, yes, as each of us is prepared, we all have the capability of doing what they're doing. But as our nation breaks down morally and people's restraints and the effects of our Christian faith have less and less grip on the nation, and we see that right now. We see the statistics that Christianity is losing its effect on our nation as people reject it. You know, where does the basis of that morality come from? I mean, I believe in the Bible. Basically, people are evil. We have a sinful nature. And without something, a transcendent value that tells me that I'm supposed to look at you, regardless of your color or anything else, that God created you, you're created in His image, and that I have a moral obligation to you, that's a biblical framework. What's the non-biblical framework? You're just another animal in the jungle. So, I think to answer your question, God bless the people that are doing it, and we can all be that. And as our nation rejects Christianity and the moorings that it has brought our nation, expect to see more people act in a barbaric way, that they treat you like you're just another animal in the jungle.
The Houston Convention Center, of course, is in Houston, which has a Democratic mayor, and very reminiscent of another Democrat mayor, Nagin, when he said, we're going to take all of the guns. Nobody will be able to be armed, is what he said after Katrina. And they went door-to-door confiscating guns. We haven't seen that yet in Houston. But what we have seen is we've seen refugees going to the convention center, and they're being searched. And they're being stripped of any means of self-defense. And I didn't see any footage of inside the convention center, but just that area right there where they were being processed in. And processed in, when I say it like that, I'm intentionally saying it the same way that a prisoner is processed into a detention center, or this idea that's been around for so long of the boogeyman FEMA camps, where people are detained and stripped of their rights in the interest of protecting them and watching out for them. And we're seeing something that looks more like that than anything that I've ever seen on television at the Houston Convention Center, where people are literally being processed in to the facility. And then I very seriously doubt there's a whole lot of security once you get past that front door, that's how it is in prison, and that's how it is in jail. And that's how I would suspect it would be in a FEMA detention center. So you've got women that are going in there. If they had any means of self-defense, that's being taken away. And they're being put in there into a mixed society of people that are much stronger than them, that if they decide that they want to take them sexually and abuse them, and they're used to working without any type of weaponry, then those women have no means of self-defense. And so these people are going in there, and they're trading their freedom for security, and it's not even security that they're getting in return. And so what they're doing is they're absolutely giving up everything. Is that a growing trend in America, and does this remind you a little bit of what happened in Katrina?
Well, yeah, precisely. You know, this is one of the catastrophic effects education has had on America. They've had three generations of people to indoctrinate into a Marxist framework of a mindset that, you know, they're owed, that the government is their supplier, not the Almighty. And so, you know, people are going to naturally think in these crisis situations that the government is there to protect them. And we've seen all too well that the government, for whatever reason, cannot protect them. And they put themselves in these situations to where their life and limb are at the mercy of government. And if that government's not there, these groups, they've congregated large groups of people that by the very nature that they show up at these places probably say that they have limited ability to do things for themselves. They couldn't travel outside the area and stay with somebody else or whatever. And you're putting a lot of people in these groups that could have a criminal element, drug addiction, even prescription psychotic drugs, where they might be able to get them for 3 or 4 or 5 days a week. And just think, just the legal drugs, the opiates and the benzos, if those drugs are there to give to people, and they're used to having them, just think what that place is going to be like in 3 or 4 days. It ain't going to be pretty.
It's a general population of a prison.
Yes, And so, yeah, I mean, I guess if it's 140 mile an hour wind outside and sheets of rain are blowing down, and, you know, you got cars blowing through the air, yeah, you might need to step in there, but that would be last choice for me. So I would just tell people again, team up, train up, stock up. Remember that, team up, train up, stock up.
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Whether your plan is to bug out or bug in, CampingSurvival.com has all of your preparedness needs, including fish antibiotics, long-term storage food, and water filters. Use coupon code PREPRECON for 5% off your order at CampingSurvival.com.
I've personally been buying gold and silver from JM Bullion for over 2 years. They offer the best prices over spot that I can find, and I've never had a problem with an order. If you're looking to trade in some of your fiat paper for real money, check out JMBullion.com today.
It is time, going back to what I said, to get your family in order. You know, turn off the entertainment, redeem that time. And again, just the Facebook time my wife and I have redeemed, and I don't think I'm going to ever go back to personal Facebook. I just don't. We spend, it's been just a blessing to our family in just finding that extra time where I can study God's Word, that I can, there's just so many good YouTubes out there on how to prepare, from canning to tactics to you name it. You can find a YouTube of some expert that is giving information that I can learn and make myself a person who is better equipped to take care of myself in a disaster and my family. And so, get your family in order, you know, redeem that time, and then look and see, can you communicate? Can I protect? Do I actually have the ability to filter water? You know, Mark, we have a Trekker water filter. Imagine somebody that could purchase this. It's around $1,300, but it runs on a 12-volt battery. They're pretty much everywhere. But with that, this water filter is a mini water plant. It comes in a hard shell, big Pelican case, so it's really robust. I plug this thing into a 12-volt battery, and it makes 60 gallons of water an hour. That has been filtered biologically for viruses, bacteria, chemicals, protozoan, all of it. It's coming out pure drinking water. If I had one of those and I was making 60 gallons of pure drinking water an hour, and I was offering my neighbors, let's just work together. I'll give you a gallon of water every day. You don't have to go pay that, you know, obscene price for water.
$99 they're paying for a case of water in Houston right now. And people they're surrounded by free water, but nobody has the means to filter it.
The Trekker water filter, TRECKER, gives you the capability of making 60 gallons of water filtered for viral, bacteria, protozoan, chemicals, and sediments. And 60 gallons an hour. Now, again, not everybody could maybe buy that. But if one person in a neighborhood had that and you were just saying, listen, come by, I'll get, you know, we'll just pump out free water, maybe bring a car battery by. If I had solar, you know, when the sun comes back out, I could recharge the batteries. But there's plenty of water, and I could make pure drinking water, because the other thing you're going to see is the antivirals to treat Giardia, Cryptosporidium, and those things, because people will be forced to drink dirty water, and then you're going to have waterborne infection. Those drugs will run low. And when people get these, diseases, I think it's Cryptosporidium, that you never get over it. It's always in your system, and you can have relapses no matter how long it's been. You can have a relapse of it. So the key is not to get it. And this Trekker water filter will take it out. I mean, and then we have water filters all the way down to a small Sawyer pocket filter. It actually will fit in your pocket, and you can use it like a drinking straw. And that will filter water down to biological. So your Giardia and Cryptosporidium are removed. Just even have one of those for every family member. They're $25, and they do up to 100,000 gallons of water. And so the ability to prepare and to equip is there. And again, the food supply. I mean, there's so many different companies out there. We deal with Numana and the Mountain House. I mean, but even if you go to the grocery store and just start, you know, buying a couple extra cans of food every week and just set them aside. I mean, you're going to be leaps and bounds above and beyond what 99% of people in Houston are like right now. I mean, the grocery stores are gone. food's going to run in short supply. To get food, you're going to have to put yourself in large crowds that are desperate. Not a good thing. To get water, $99. I mean, you start adding all this up, and the alternate to that is to say, while it is still good, I'm going to get ready. I mean, I don't think I can say it any clearer than that. You know, 22 years ago, when I started Ready Made Resources, God laid this on my heart to do this. He gave me that ministry of warning people of the coming disaster to our country. And he warned me to say, warn people to get ready for what is coming. And for the last 22 years, Mark, I've watched the birth pangs get closer and closer and closer together. And I see the destruction of my nation to where, I mean, even 10 years ago, we wouldn't have thought our nation was at risk, our republic. But today, we see large elements within our own government promoting a Marxist philosophy.
And I guess it's been about 10 years since this idea of FEMA camp started floating around. And 10 years ago, one of the reasons people didn't believe it is because they didn't think that the American citizen would subjugate themselves to it. But we've got the Houston Convention Center right now to testify, and you could even call it a test run if you wanted, to say that not only will they comply, they'll comply in droves.
The school system has been very, very effective at turning out three generations of Marxists. And that's not to say every child that goes through public school turns out to be a Marxist, but the philosophies of Marxism are heavily indoctrinated into school children. You know, there's a preacher I love. His name is Bodhi Bauckham, and he is very fond of saying, how do you expect to send your children to Caesar for 14 years and not come out with a Roman? And you know, I just say that, you know, if we're your children, think about that, maybe make some change and change where those are going, because they're basically now, we've had three generations of children that have come out and have become little Marxists. And you see it in the ideology, the millenniums and below. They think they're owed. In fact, I read an article recently. It said the millenniums are the worst, most worthless generation ever produced in American history. And so you are going to have to face these people who think they are owed. Again, team up, train up, stock up.
The civil conflict that you've been talking about for so long, that's not just getting played out between Antifa and BLM against the League of the South in Charlottesville. That's being played at the upper echelons as well. We've now had multiple groups that have now lost their ability to take donations from Amazon, that when people will buy things through the Smile program. Liberty Council, they've been cut off. The D. James Kennedy Association has been cut off. Act for America, which is I can't remember her name right now, but she was the Middle Eastern lady that was a Christian in the Middle East, and she went through just some atrocities in a Muslim country as a child, and so she's here now in America trying to wake Americans up about just opening the doors and allowing Sharia law to march in and take over this country, like we're seeing in places around Dearborn, Michigan, because if the public defender, the prosecutor, and the judge are all going to the same mosque, you can guarantee that Sharia law is going to have an influence in that courtroom. And we've got mayors that are Muslim, and they're taking all of the positions of power in those communities, and people think it's a joke that Sharia law is ever going to be enforced in America, but it already is. And there are honor killings going on here, but not to get on that tangent. But the lady from Act for America, they've now been canceled and cut off from PayPal. That they're no longer able to receive donations through PayPal. So if you're on the Southern Poverty Law Center's hate list, places like Facebook and Amazon and PayPal and Apple are using this as a sheet where, you know, if you're on their list and they say that you're not a good person, then that's it. They're not going to do business with you. And these are now companies that act as monopolies. And so that's tantamount to the electric company saying, you can't have electricity because you're a Christian. And not to say that day won't come as well, but this is certainly being played out in the financial landscape and the political landscape just as fervently as it was between the BLM and Antifa and League of the South in Charlottesville.
You know, on the one side you have the news media. And their job is either they're complicit with the people who are against our republic, and on top of it, they want to stir things up because it makes news. We've had our education system. Just look at the college campuses in America, what they turn out. They take normal children and turn them into Antifa members. I hear people say all the time, oh, we own all the guns. If it ever turns into a civil war, we'll go just take care of them in one night. I'm telling you. It won't be like that. We are a nation so divided. I mean, there's a lot of people that have come out of the military that are leftist. I mean, there's police forces now that are leaning leftist.
And Antifa's training up.
Exactly.
And I would dare to say that BLM is probably better armed than we might think as well.
Exactly. And where you and I, Mark, are going to honor the law, I mean, I'm not going to go down and buy a machine gun because there's a law against it, and I don't want to go to jail. These people could care less. They'll just go buy crates of machine guns, and they'll buy indirect fire weapons, mortars, things like that. They don't care about the law. They'll violate it. And so, you know, where we stay within the limits of what the law allows us to purchase, a lot of these groups, these leftist groups, they are buying more than just an AR-15. They're buying fully automatic weapons. They're buying indirect fire weapons. It's time to take this seriously. And that's the very extreme importance of networking and being able to communicate among your network. It's extremely important. I cannot state in strong enough terms that if you do not have the ability to communicate, you are going to be behind an eight ball that you do not want to be behind. It is going to be a catastrophic error on your part if you fail to do this. And don't think that you're going to be one of these people who just buy a couple ham radios, and then when it happens, you're going to pull them out of the box and use them. There's far more to it than that. I'm glad to go into it. I'm glad to help people learn it and get their license. But, I mean, there's programming. You have to know how to set offsets, carrier tones. It sounds complicated, but once you know how to do it, it's not. The other thing about being a ham radio operator is you have access to a club. I would wager to say that everybody listening to this podcast, there's an amateur radio club nearby. When you go to one of those amateur radio clubs, there could be a dozen, two dozen people there, and you're going to have a collective experience of decades, 100 years. Of people that have been doing it for that long, if you take the collective experience of that group. And so you're going to be able to find people there that will help you learn quickly where it might take you days to read a book and learn. So, again, there's so many benefits to it. There's no downside to it. So many benefits. I recommend strongly, in the strongest possible terms, get your ham radio license. Get everybody in your family to have it. Just because the husband has it, the wife cannot use the ham radio. She has to have her own license or vice versa. So get everybody on board with that. Get your equipment. Learn it. Train with it. And then when things happen and you have three or four family members across town and you're talking to each other while everybody else is sitting in mass confusion, you're going to look back and say, my gosh, what a cheap investment that has brought so much peace of mind and security to my family. So.
Very, very good advice. And is there any additional advice that you would give folks in the light of the chaos and the confusion and the loss of life and the loss of property and the loss of civility that we're seeing in Houston right now?
Two things, I would say. You know, the Bible tells us that Abraham sought a kingdom whose builder and maker was God. First and foremost, I am seeking a kingdom, Mark, whose builder and maker is God. this sojourn I'm on right now through my time on earth, however many years the Lord gives me, is but a crucible. My eternal kingdom is waiting for me. And that, first and foremost, I want to make sure I attain that gift, that prize. And second of all, God has given me a family. I have a wife. I have children. I have grandchildren. I better fulfill the biblical admonition and be able to protect them. And protect them means more than just stopping some man from abusing my wife. That's part of it. But protect them means to be able to feed them, to be able to educate them, instruct them, teach them, all those things that we can do as family. So, take that responsibility. Don't take it lightly. And so we have a spiritual seeking. We're seeking a spiritual kingdom, an eternal kingdom, and then in the sojourn that God's put us here, a practical kingdom. And then we have to take care of business matters down here, and with the light of history as our guide, and the Word of God as our guide, we can see catastrophic times coming to our country and world. And I would say God is giving you this time to equip yourself with the goods and training necessary to make sure that your wife, your children, are not going to be victimized. Just imagine, how many times have you read about home invasions where they just don't come in and take the money? They take the women. And I know that's kind of a delicate thing, but they do. And sometimes husbands are forced to watch it. Don't be in that boat. Don't be there. You know, have the ability to prevent that from happening to your family. And if it does happen and you've tried your best, then that's one thing. But if it happens because, you know, you've spent your time and money on things that don't matter, TV and entertainment, then I would say that's a bad thing. So I would leave people with that. Pray about it. Ask the Almighty what He would have you to do. I'm glad, Mark, to field phone calls. If people call me and they have questions about what we've talked about, I'm glad to spend as much time as you need on the phone with you to get you to that point. You know, I've prayed with customers before, and I'll gladly pray if people call me up and they want to know more about Jesus. I'm glad to tell you. And on the other hand, if people want to know about what they can do to physically prepare, I'll be glad to tell you that also. So with that, I think that's the message I say, get your house in order.
And Bob, can you give us the telephone number for ready-made resources?
Sure. It's 800-627-3809, and that's ready-made resources, all one word, all standard spelling, readymaderesources.com. And again, 800-627-3809. There's also email links there if they want to email us. We also have a YouTube channel where they can go and watch. Starting to put YouTubes up on communication, water filtration, using a gas mask, different YouTube videos I'm starting to post, and they can go ahead and watch those videos on my YouTube channel, Ready Made Resources YouTube.
And so they can just give you a call if they're not sure what it is that they need to round out their preparations, and you'll be happy to walk them through it. But if it's somebody that knows exactly what they want, maybe they're ready to pull the trigger on a PVS-14 or Anytones or something like that, you can go online and you can order readymaderesources.com. Is that right?
Yes, and like I said, for those who understand that military-grade night vision is not a cheap item, I think it'll be very much worth your while to have it. But we do have a finance program now. It's 9.9% over up to 3 years. And so you got to pay about $120 in interest, more, you know, in interest to finance that. I normally state get out of debt. I tell people to get out of debt. But night vision is one of those things that I can tell you, it is a force multiplier unlike anything else you will acquire.
Bob, thanks again so much for making time for us today.
Yes, and it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
The final chapter, Seven Cows, Ugly and Gaunt, Book 4, Vengeance, is now available in paperback, Kindle, and audio edition. Since the EMP, Denny Walker's compound has survived waves of violence and the death of many key members. When Danny gets an unexpected piece of news from Elisa, he pledges to put an end to the persistent threat in Charlotte. He will kill Regent Slusher and shut down his consortium of depravity, or he will die trying. In this, the final battle between freedom and tyranny, the victor will determine the course of America for decades to come. Get your copy of Vengeance by best-selling author Mark Goodwin from Amazon.com now.